Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Monday, June the 1st, 2020. 6-1-2020, 15 minutes past the hour. And away we go with hour number two today. Now, as I said in hour number one, I believe we have a guest for hour number two today, but you never know. Because, you know, schedules conflict and things happen like that. And you book a guest and you hope they'll show up. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. Now, we don't know right now if this guest is going to show up. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I think they do know what time we start the program here, this particular hour. So maybe we will have a guest. I'm not saying that we won't, but... I don't know. We're going to see what happens. By the way, if anybody has any other opinions on the protests that went on this week, we had some interesting opinions in hour number one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp, a special two-hour presentation today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. Linda was at the protest this past Saturday. And the Mike Wilson Show with special guest Fred Malone today, 5:10 until 6 p.m., so a whole big afternoon of programming here on WWGH Radio. And it is Adam Lepp's birthday today, so we certainly want to make mention of that as we continue on this morning. Also, always make sure to check out our website, WWGH1071.com. Now, last Friday, I was talking about something kind of interesting. I got on the subject, and I don't even remember why or how I got on the subject of marriage and proposals. I don't even remember. See, this is how little I remember from program to program. I don't remember why I was talking about this, but I do remember thinking, I don't think I've ever proposed to anybody in my life. Now, one time I was engaged, so it's quite possible I might have proposed. But if I've forgotten it. It's like in the minutia of my brain. And I remember we were talking about this on Friday. And I thought, wow, what if I propose on air to somebody? Wouldn't that be a big thing? Because I don't know if in the history of Marion Radio that any host has ever proposed to anybody on air. Now, can you imagine? Now, I'm talking strictly here from the shocking point of view of it. Now, does anybody think this would be a good thing to do? Give me your opinion on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I almost forgot the number there. See, it's Monday. It's a Monday. It's June. It's one of those things. My brain could be totally on the fritz. But do you... Because I'm a sucker for people saying, oh, yeah, go ahead and do that. So if people think that I should do this, I just might. What do you think? 740-383-9944. 19 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio Time. Having a great time this morning, and I think we might be getting some updates here momentarily on what's going on this morning. All right. Okay. Oh, this is good. Okay. We're going to have something happen here momentarily. And I can see where this is going to go. We do have something important to talk about this morning in this hour, but, you know, it could go a little off the tracks, as it normally tends to when this person is in the studio. So, let's see what's going to happen here momentarily. All right, though. 740-383-9944. Would you like to hear a proposal on the air? See, I think radio is the best place to do a proposal, because I don't think you have to get down on one knee to do it on radio. I wonder how that all started. Have you ever wondered that? Why do you have to get down on one knee to do a proposal? What is that all about? Now, the ring, I think, is supposed to symbolize your life together, like a circle. But everybody gives rings for everything now. You have the engagement ring, you have the wedding ring, sometimes you have promise rings. I don't understand promise rings at all. I guess you're promising not to date anybody else. But here's what I think. I would think that if you are in a relationship, you're probably not dating anybody else anyway. So why you need to promise this with a ring, I really don't understand. But and how this prevents you from doing something else, I really don't understand. But apparently there's some money involved, and there can be some kind of promise made, and I guess that's the way it goes. But that is showbiz. As I say, pick the right people in your life. This goes for fiancés too. You know, I did not take French. Now, when you say fiancé, because I know when I took Spanish, there are male and female words. Now, fiancé seems to be the same word for the male or the female. Like, if the female introduces the male, she said, this is my fiancé. And if the male introduces the female, she says, he says, this is my fiancé. Now, does fiancé, what does it mean? Does it just mean person I'm going to marry? Or does it mean person who's going to buy all the meals? Or does it mean person who is stuck for the rest of their life? Is that what does fiancé mean? What is the correct interpretation of the word fiancé? I think what fiancé might mean is terrified until the wedding day. I think that might be the definition in French. Terrified until the wedding day. That's what fiancé means in French, in my opinion. I don't know why we use words like that. I guess it's one of those things that we have to get all hoity-toity. We've heard that word. We have to get very hoity-toity when it comes to these words. Fiancé and... there are all kinds of French words we use. You know, and as soon as I say that, I would forget every French word that we use besides fiancé. But there are a lot of them in the English language. We use a lot of French words. I don't know why French. I guess because we come from English words, and other languages we really... Spanish, we have a lot of Spanish-speaking people now, so we use Spanish, but Spanish is not really part of the English language, where French has become part of the English language, more or less. So it's one of those things. As I said to Jeff Ruth a few weeks ago when he was in here, I don't know how anybody would ever learn to speak here in America. It is absolutely one of the most complicated languages on the face of the earth. We use different spellings for different things. We use different words for different things. We mispronounce things all the time, like aunt and aunt. And progress and progress and process and process. We do this constantly. Oh, here we go. I think our guest might be coming. Momentarily here. And apparently, this person has been listening. So this could be highly fascinating all the way around. This person is always trying to clear things up for me. I don't know why. I don't think I need to be cleared up on a lot of things. How's it going? Well, thank you. See, that's a nice person. Did you hear Friday? No, you didn't hear, but you heard about.
Yes.
Brought a whole meal.
She's so nice.
She is so nice. And you wonder why I call her the nice person.
I don't wonder.
No, you do wonder because you ask me this all
because
the time.
Because I'm equally nice.
Okay. You want me to give you an introduction?
Hi. Do I need one?
Well, maybe.
I feel like I need no introduction.
You don't need any? I don't need no introduction.
I feel like I need the Kentucky, no introduction.
The Kentucky roots just came out in you there. I'm going to do it.
My microphone was on already.
Well, I had to because you were talking.
Oh, okay.
And then it just sounds like I'm talking to nobody. For the hour, back to work today.
Yes.
After a hiatus. Which means, does this mean I'm going to get, because this is really all I care about when it comes to this whole thing. Because you're back in the hood here.
I know.
Does it mean I'm going to get beverages more often?
Hopefully.
Oh, well then, it's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good month of June. Then I'm ready for it. And you're going to clear up something for us here in a moment. But this is, see, I'm going to get your name right too. I in my mind, I've already said your name. So if it comes out Ashley,
oh,
you know, that's not my fault. Abby Crowman, who is with Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool, which is the, am I right about this, the only preschool going back in Marion today?
Today, yes. Yeah. So there are some in-home providers that have provided care throughout this whole pandemic, but we are the only center opening back up today. Yes.
Why was that decision made when others didn't?
I don't know why they chose not to. I mean, we felt that it was really essential to get back for our parents, so we were... we're excited to get back. We were excited to see the kiddos again. And I just think that we have families that really need care out there. Where are they supposed to take their kids if they don't, you know, if we stay closed?
Now, the day has already started, right?
It has, yes.
How's it going?
Good. So much better than what I thought. I was so nervous because we have a lot of different protocols now. So our parents don't come in the building to drop off. We drop off more of a kind of a drive-through drop off. We have to take temperatures upon arrival. Just lots of different things that I thought we might have some hang-ups this morning. And it went so smoothly.
Now,
so.
Were you out there taking temperatures?
I was, yes.
Now, if in the morning I'm ill,
mm-hmm.
can I swing by the parking lot and you'll take my temperature in the morning?
Yes.
And say, oh, Scott, you can't go.
Well, that's kind of the thing with these infrared thermometers, though. Being outside, they're not very accurate. We found that we have to kind of
they're
get
not
them
accurate.
Inside. Yeah.
Do you have the one that you point at the kid's head?
Correct.
Those
yeah.
are not accurate.
No.
You
no.
get like 91 degrees, 89 well,
not,
degrees.
And not in the air. I mean, when the air is cold, you can't, it's hard.
No,
so
no, you can't do that.
There's some adjustment there, but everybody was really healthy and happy to see us. So it was nice to get back in and see everybody.
So what kind of changes had to be made aside from delivery
mm-hmm.
Inside the preschool?
So our kids have to change shoes. They have daycare shoes now. So they brought a new pair of shoes that have not been worn outside. We changed their shoes as soon as they came in the building before they entered their classrooms. They wash hands upon arrival, which wasn't necessarily new. We're a little more diligent about those things. They have to wash hands before they leave. We've washed hands. I mean, hand washing for us isn't new. We wash our hands all the time. No items from home, blankets, things like that. Nothing like that from home.
I'm trying to read your shirt. What does your shirt say?
Pick flowers, not fights.
I thought it said pickles. I was trying to figure out what your shirt
pick
said
flowers,
there.
Pick flowers, not fights.
Pick flowers, not
yes.
fights.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
is that
thanks.
Like, you know, warm fuzzies, not cold pricklies?
Maybe.
Okay. You've heard that.
No.
You never heard that?
No.
Wow.
Sheltered. I'm sheltered.
Sheltered. Yeah, sheltered. Okay. I just thought it said pickles, and I thought, why is she wearing a t-shirt that says pickles?
Well, you know, back to work with all the kids today, I figured pick flowers, not fights was appropriate.
So, did all the children come back who had been...
No.
No.
We are a lot lower right now. I think some parents... unfortunately, I think we had a couple that actually lost their jobs altogether, which is sad. We had some parents do some changes. We have some that have school-age children, and there's not a lot of school-age care right now out there either, so they have to stay off for the summer. So, it's kind of a bummer. But we expect everybody back in the fall, you know, that we expected to get back. So... yeah, it'll be good. It's an adjustment for us. I'm really concerned, obviously, financially. We're not getting a lot of support quite yet that we were promised as far as the grant money goes. I know that's kind of the way it is across the board. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out for the month of June. But, you know, we're excited to be back.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What was the hardest change that you thought was going to happen?
For us, the hardest change, of course, is staffing. The ratios are a little lower, which we're not concerned about, but the group size is smaller. And then we have teachers that can't go. So if they work in the infant room in the morning, they can't work with the toddlers in the afternoon, or they can't go in and give breaks in the middle of the day. And we always have a floater that will go. She's available to go to any room. She may come in one day and she's, you know, tossed kind of around. She's here in the morning or there in the afternoon or there midday. And we have to cut that out. So being a smaller nonprofit center where I don't have a lot of extra staff on hand, that has been kind of an adjustment. So we'll see how it works out.
But you're, after the opening this morning, you're positive.
I am. I feel really good about it. Parents were so patient. Everyone was happy to see us. The kids were so excited to be back and see their friends. So I feel a lot better getting the first drop off under our belt, I think.
Because it seemed like the last couple weeks, since you knew that it was going to be happening, you seemed a little stressed.
I've been a little crazy, to be honest. I mean, there's a lot to try to consider. You know, once I get through, we went in, you know, several days and, you know, cleaned and got the classrooms ready, made some adjustments. We had to take things out of the rooms, anything not easily cleaned, you know, dress up clothes and stuffed animals, anything that you can't just spray down and wash. And because all that has to happen constantly throughout the day. So any of those things we had to remove. We got all new, because the kids can't bring in like blankets from home. We got all new cot mat things for them to put over their cots that are easily washable with a removable pillow. Just lots of planning ahead and things like that to make it a little easier throughout the day to clean. Because that's the big thing, you know, hand washing and cleaning. And it's just, yeah, it's been a little stressful. We had to come out, you know, I had to come out with all these new protocols and to get out to the parents, all that information, and have stuff on hand for an updated handbook, kind of an amendment to our parent handbook, and stuff for our staff too. They've had some trainings to take over the course of our time being off. So being off, I wasn't off. Like, I had a lot of work from home to do, for sure. So
now, being that you are open back up now, and nobody else in this area is at this point, because people are going back to work, if somebody wanted to enroll their child, can they do that?
They can. I haven't accepted. We've had a couple of messages about that. I haven't accepted anyone as of right now, but once I get through this week and I see that how many openings we'll have in one of our classrooms, I will enroll a few, I think. But I've also got to I'm trying to make sure I have room for the ones that are coming back in the fall for our families that have been here.
Now, is the cost different, or what is the age?
We have infants, which start at 6 weeks up through 5 years before kindergarten. We just don't have school age. So
now, is the price different for the time period? Do you pay by the week? How do you?
All the prices are the same. Pay by the week or biweekly. Our parents were pretty, you know, easy to work with as far as that's concerned. But we didn't change anything. It just kind of didn't seem right.
Where would people go to get information?
They can call me at Emmanuel at 740-382-0257. And I can try to help out with any of that.
Well, sounds good. So you're back open.
We are.
Everything's fun. You had, 2 months off?
Yeah, our last day at work was actually March 18th.
So 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like getting up this morning and knowing you had somewhere to go?
Well, you know, I'm that person who, like, doesn't sleep the night before. It's like Christmas Eve or something.
I can't believe it.
So I was up and at it early. It felt good. I mean, it was good to have a place to go. I miss being home with my kids. I did really enjoy the time off, but I think routine is good. So we'll fall right back into it.
So it's interesting. And how long do you think this will go on, the new way things have to be run, until we get back to the original?
I don't know. I mean, in our licensing rules that came out, they are in effect through July 1st or until the governor changes orders. So it obviously can be extended past July 1st. The ratios and lowered group sizes that we have now, it does state through July 1st or, you know, until governor says. So who knows? It's hard to say.
What I keep hearing, especially about the restaurants, is from the health commissioner. Well, you listen to the show. She's been on, and she's said that it's going to be this way for quite some time.
Mm-hmm. Which is really concerning for small businesses, for daycares. It's tough. You barely make ends meet as it is. People are kind of surprised by that, I think, sometimes. But it is tough to make ends meet. And then with these lower ratios and group sizes, it's impossible.
How many kids could you have had enrolled before, and how many kids can you have enrolled now?
We could have up to 52 before was our maximum, and right now we can have up to 29.
That's a big difference.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
So in the fall, if everybody is back to work, what happens if you were one of the 52?
I don't know. It's scary. I mean, I was really concerned about that, especially in our infant room right now, that we would have more than six, because we only have six now. Usually we can have up to 10. And it kind of worked out that we had a couple parents that couldn't bring their babies back right now because of, you know, job situations. So that was good, I guess. Same thing in the toddlers. We can have up to 10 and we're only allowed to take six right now. So it's scary. I don't know what will happen.
So how many are enrolled right now?
Right now we have one room. We have one room upstairs that will be together for preschool. So we have nine, six and six. So 12, like 21. I go by classrooms. I haven't gone by capacity because we're not at the capacity. So we have, just by happenstance, the way it is, we have like nine in our preschool room, which is the group maximum. And then we'll have the six infants and six toddlers.
So what is the ratio?
In the infant room, it's normally 1 to 5. They lowered it to 1 to 4 with no more than six. Typically, we can have no more than 10 in a room. Toddlers is the same way. The ratio is 1 to 6. Normally, it's 1 to 7, and we can have up to 10 in that classroom. So now we can still only have six in that classroom. And then our preschool room, actually the transition classroom that we have, which is 3 and 4 year olds, we can normally take 24 children in that classroom. And right now we have a maximum group size of 9. And the ratio is 1 to 9, where normally it's 1 to 12. So that's a huge hit in that classroom as far as group size. And we have an older room, which is our kindergarten readiness room, which is our older preschoolers, which are 5 year olds. We can have 8 in that classroom, and that room isn't affected. So,
you know, something I've seen during this whole pandemic is people willing to do stuff for other people buying gift cards, people paying for people who might not be able to afford mm-hmm. certain things. Now, if somebody wanted to pay for somebody who maybe wanted to come back who just didn't have the money to come back, would they just call the center?
Call me, absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we can take care of that. That's a wonderful gesture. Yeah, that's anytime.
And at this point, you are the only one that's open for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know when the other centers will open. I know a couple of preschools are choosing not to open in the fall, so that's really scary for these families, I'm sure.
So what are the hours?
We had to shorten our hours for now because of staffing and lowered sizes. We're open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday.
And what did the hours used to be?
6:30 to 6. So we shaved an hour off the top and the bottom just for staffing reasons.
And that's a manual child care in preschool.
Yes, sir.
Right. All right. Now the other things here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, because you can't come in. You were supposed to be here Friday. First of all, what happened with that?
Work.
Okay.
I know, it's crazy. It was crazy.
You couldn't have taken like an hour break to come over and then went back.
I was in a meeting. We were doing meeting and training. I couldn't. I thought I was going to get out, and I'm sorry that I didn't. I feel terrible.
Well, we had fun Friday.
I know, and I miss Michelle. Darn it.
Yes, she was here.
She was here.
Now, I don't want to. I hate to bring things up that happen in private, but
here we go.
No, this is not awful.
Okay.
This will make you sound like a nice person.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think this had ever happened before in our friendship. You said you missed me on Friday.
I did.
I was shocked.
I know. Well, it's been a while since I've been in.
Yeah, what? Like a week, but yeah. Remember, you came in like the previous week.
Well, maybe I was just feeling...
You were feeling generous.
Like sentimental or something.
How can you not miss me?
Well, I did. I mean, in my defense of missing you, I saw you every single day.
Yeah, I know.
Technically, it would just be like right now that we weren't seeing each other every day if this were not pandemic days.
I'm like the virus. Once I get in there, I just stick with you.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere.
Yes.
That is true. We saw
yes.
each other every day.
Yes.
How we survived that, I don't know. You're going to straighten out fiancé for me.
Yeah, so it's actually a Latin root, and it means promise. It's a promise.
See, you would know that because you've been down that road so many times.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. So it's from Latin. It's not French?
It says fiancé is a Latin, has a Latin root, and it means to promise.
Did you Google this?
Yeah, I had to look it up.
Oh, so you didn't know.
Well, it's not like something I keep in my back pocket.
No, but I thought you came in here
but
with
I
like
did
some
know.
Brilliant knowledge.
Well, so fiancé is for the female. Is you say it's a fiancé if it's male or female, right? Like I would say fiancé or you would say fiancé, but it's actually like one E or two E's. Like female is
so it's
two
Latin.
E's. That's what it said, yeah.
Latin. And Latin's the forgotten language. Mm-hmm. But it means promise.
It's a promise. It has a Latin root of promise.
What are you promising? So really, a promise ring is just a bunch of baloney now, because really, that's what a engagement ring is.
I never really understood the promise ring thing either. I agree with you on that.
I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
I'm looking over at the thing here. See, I glanced over.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, there's an event maybe coming up. A get-together.
Oh, I know. I said that the other day, and it sounds so good. Front porch drinks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I got the invitation to that or not.
Yes, you did. I said this last week, and you said both sound good. LOL.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm there. I'm there.
Does it need to be like a written invitation?
Sure,
to you?
It does. Please. Please drop it off.
I was like, we need to have front porch drinks. And yes, Michelle, see, I'm all for it.
Well, because we're fun people. And I think this goes back to what I said a long time ago, is that when we all met almost a year ago now, boy, it seems like that, doesn't it? And that it's a little different than normal people you would meet at work and normal friendships. And I think this all proves that now that we've had this pandemic and been away and so on and so forth.
I agree.
Yeah. So
we need to hang out and people probably have noticed if we do when we are together, like there's never a dull like conversation moment. It's not awkward. It's just like constant.
Well, I'm bored and awkward, but that's a whole opposite thing.
You are just awkward, but that's
I was born that way. Well, now here's the thing. Now because you've been down this like 18, 19 times, fiance.
No.
18, 19 at least.
Golly, never.
Well, that's what... Golly.
Here's my thing.
Golly.
What do you want me to say? You can know me for my language no matter what it is.
I don't know what golly would have been if we were allowed to say things.
Okay, I'm back ahead. In preschool mode. Just kidding.
Are you good? I'm like, golly.
What was I supposed to say? What was I talking about? You have me thrown off.
Fiance, proposals.
I haven't been engaged a lot. That's not really true. Here's the thing. You act like I have all these boyfriends or something. It's not. Like, I just stick with one. Like, and then I just marry him.
And then... You know? Swoosh.
I don't date a lot. I haven't had a lot of relationships or anything.
You don't date a lot?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I don't know.
We've talked about this before.
I wasn't there. I don't know
you
what was going...
You have talked about this before.
Yeah, but I wasn't there. I really can't vouch for a lot of this.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's one of those things.
This is where I need the lie detector, where you tell
people
me
are going to think I'm rude again. And I am so not rude.
Yes, Michelle. She just gets married.
That's right. You just get married. And then you start to think about that after a while. So, now here's... No, that's okay.
Right.
I don't listen, I was giving somebody praise the other day who was married several times. Mm-hmm. And I thought they got it right eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Right.
I think as we get older, we get run down.
I mean, I've told you from the beginning, like, I don't know that things are meant to last forever. I think there's a thing in this.
I know
told
that's
you this.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, finite.
Yeah.
But I'm
you,
for it.
Here, we have to get back to you, though, for a second.
Oh, go right ahead.
Because now you have always, like, said no marriage, it's not
that's
for
true.
Me. And suddenly, Scott Spears is having, like, a change of heart.
See, it sounds like that.
I like it.
Well, but see, here's what it really is. I'm not sure that I want to be married. Because to me, that sounds like heebie-jeebies. That to me sounds like, ooh, there's a problem there. But here's what I think. I think that proposal, because I haven't done that, to my knowledge.
Okay.
It would be fun to do a proposal, because right now I have the radio waves to do it. So No, listen. But it's not a phony proposal. I have intentions with it.
Okay.
It's not like a phony. It's not just a stunt. It's not that.
But is a person going to be here with you, or it's just going to be like...
Oh, I'm not getting down on one knee. I don't understand that. Do you understand that?
It's just a respect thing, maybe? Like a...
Really?
I don't know why.
It's like
I get
you're gonna
it.
Be knighted or something. I don't understand
It's just, like, you know, I think it's sweet. Mm-mm. But you're just going to, like, hope she's listening over the airways? Like...
I haven't decided yet. Because here's what I think I'm going to do. Because I have a good speech plan for this.
Oh, gosh.
It's true. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
No,
nothing.
Okay. But it's never happened in Marian history. And this is the 80th year of Marian broadcast history. 80th year. So I figure this is the year to really do it. So I'll come on here one morning, and people know I'm so anti-marriage. I've gotten labeled that.
Mm-hmm.
People know it now in the stores. You know, I'll get people will come up and say, oh, why? And so I figure what I'll do, I mean, with all sincerity, I'll propose to the person with the intention to get married. I'm just saying I don't know between here and the marriage if it'll come off. Because I think sometime between here and the marriage, I'll have some kind of nervous breakdown, which will also be entertaining for the radio audience. So, but I do have it. It's not a phony thing. Phony's not good. I wouldn't do that phonily. if that's a word.
So you are, but it's, you, I don't know that you can get engaged. You will get engaged with the intention to get married.
Yeah, I will have the intention to get married.
You just don't know if it'll actually get there.
Right.
See, that's right there. That's not good. You can't enter this with, like, a doubt. It's like a no. You know or you don't know.
So I have to know that I'm going to marry him?
Yeah.
Does anybody really ever know that? People don't really know that.
I think that's
the idea. That's why there's so many broken engagements.
But I think that's the idea. It's not just like, hey, let's just try this out. I think it's like, I want to marry you, and I'm going to propose.
But what's a good reason for wanting to marry somebody?
I don't know. The whole thing is a little creepy when you put it down.
Right.
When I you love think you about so it. Much. Let's get the government involved.
Yeah, let's get the government involved. And then let's get in a death pact. We'll get in a suicide pact till death do us part. Till one of us can't stand each other anymore. I mean, think about that. That's what you're really getting into.
It is weird. I mean, it is weird. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's a, you know... Stop. I know. The whole thing is... Listen, I think you can't just be like...
See, that's one of my words. You can't do it. Listen.
No. I don't think you can use an period of engagement as like your period of like exit. Like, here's exit. My buffer. Yeah, like you are using that as a buffer.
Oh, that's why it's there.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You know what the promise really is? I promise to tell you if I can't stand you anymore. That's what it means.
Oh, Michelle's kind of joining in right now.
See, she's with me 100%. She's right with me.
Oh, I listen.
No, you know what? Because here's the thing I think about engagements. People think once they're in them, they can't get out. And everything's got to be flowery and everything's got to be, oh, this is so great. Because they don't want to hurt the other person's feelings. And I understand that. I get that. That's understandable. But I think in the back of their mind, what sane-minded person in the back of their mind would not say at some point, ooh, is this the right choice? Do I want to spend the rest of my life with this person?
No, I think you do.
What, darn right.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't need to be engaged to have that thought. I mean, like, I think you have that thought, like, while you're engaged, for sure. Because every time, like, situations always, like, arise, right? And you're like, oh my gosh,
see,
do I
want to
deal this forever?
See, I'm not a suppressor. See, when those thoughts enter my brain, then I call that person up and I say, hey, whoa, pump the brakes. We've got to get out of this.
But it's also work. You have to work at it. Just because there's a hiccup doesn't mean you should just be like, you know, see ya. Which I'm taking my own good advice right now, but I'm just saying. Like,
but don't you think that this would be brilliant if you woke up one morning in the 80th year of broadcast here in Marion? And what a unique way. People want unique proposals now. They want people like doing backflips and on one knee, and they want to videotape the thing and people jumping out of boxes and all this sort of thing. So why not do it on the live radio here in Marion during a pandemic, nonetheless?
What if the people, like, are you going to make sure the person's listening?
Well, probably, sure.
So they're not going to be here. It's going to be like a listening thing.
They could
thing.
Be here. I don't know. I don't even know if they'll say yes. I'm just saying that... For me to get the proposal out would be good enough, I think.
Okay. So, I mean, like, you're ready. You, like, know you're going to propose.
Yeah, I think so, because I...
That's not an I think, so answer.
It's close. I'm working on it. And I think what'll happen is, if they say no, no skin off my back. And if they say yes, well, then we've got, like, some time to see if we can stand each other.
I'm so excited for you.
Oh, are you?
Of course I am.
Now, why is this exciting for you?
I'm because you're my friend. Why would I not be excited for you?
Because you think that I should be locked down for the rest of my life.
No. If you want to be, I want you to be. And it sounds like you want to be, so I'm happy for you.
This sounds like I want to be?
You can't. See, this is what I'm talking about. You can't be like, I'm going to propose, but like, I really don't know. There's like it's a thing.
I don't know.
I'm so confused by you right now.
No, I'm still not sold on marriage.
You think you know you might want to be married, so you think you know you're like gonna be proposing? I mean, that's not very sure.
No, I don't think that's the story.
I think that's kind of what you're saying.
No, I think I'm saying I'm not sure on marriage yet. Because once you sign the papers, then there's trouble.
But being engaged is like...
Being engaged, you can do that without any paperwork.
So why do you need to do that? You gave me like, you know, some... grief about this before. Like, why do you have to be engaged? What do you need to be engaged for? What's the point?
No, I said, why do you need to be married? Because I don't understand what the piece of paper... Engagement's fine. I don't think engagement causes any problem. I think people can be engaged and still live separately and like each other, and then marriage comes along and, ooh.
I don't think that that's the case. I think there's probably problems ahead of time.
You do?
Well, I mean, like, if I don't think marriage ruins it.
People don't see them, though. That's why they have that saying, rose-colored glasses. Because people will look at a problem in a fiancé situation, and they'll say, oh, you know, I can overlook that. That's no biggie. But then they don't realize that they're about to get into something that's going to cost them money to get out of.
Like, they want the wedding. They don't necessarily want the marriage.
I think so. I think in their own mind, here it is. What is the definition of love?
We've done this before.
No, you haven't given me it, though.
I don't know that I have,
because
a
there
definition.
Isn't one.
No, I mean, I think it's just you have that person. I mean, like, when you have that person that you know you can't live
without. Apparently you can have, like, 17 of those people.
Well, there's that.
There's that.
You grow up.
Oh, my goodness. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I love you to death. You're spot on.
Oh, goodness.
Always, always.
Yes, you are, son. I'll tell you what. The minute you sign them papers, that's when it all goes downhill for some reason.
Before the ink dries, it's going downhill.
Yes, sir. So I'm with you, brother. Keep on thinking what you're thinking, because you're doing it the right way.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's one for my column.
I'm not saying you're wrong. If you don't ever want to get married, I support that. If you do, like, I support that too.
Do I seem unhappy to you?
No, I never.
That I need to have some, like, thing going on, that I got to have somebody living with me and.
No, but I obviously don't think that someone living with you and being married would make you unhappy. I think you're happy for sure, but I don't think that. I think you think that you would be unhappy.
I'll tell you something interesting. Okay, this is an interesting thing. I really don't get into a lot of emotional discord in my life, mm-hmm. ever. And recently there was an event that people, I think, thought that I was having emotional discord about. Mm-hmm. In reality, I was not, because I just don't. But people reached out to me that normally I would not have expected to.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those was a former person that I had lived with.
Mm-hmm.
I guess would have been a former fiancé. And I thought that was nice, that I could still be on that good of terms with somebody, that they would reach out to me to see if I was okay, and really that's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go.
I don't even know what that means. What was the point of that story?
Well, that I have nice relationships with the people from relationship past.
Well, I think that's okay. I think that's a good thing. I think that can happen.
Okay.
So.
You're just not in your case.
Yeah, I mean, I have a good relationship with one of them. And I would have a good relationship with the other one.
One out of 17 is not good.
I have two ex-husbands, and one of them is not, we don't have the chance to talk. So, the first, I mean, we get along fine.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who knows the situation understands that.
I understand the situation.
Sure.
But what I'm saying is, I thought it was nice that unsolicited, not for any particular, it wasn't like happy birthday or anything. Mm-hmm. These people reached out because they thought I might be in some kind of discord.
Of course.
To say, are you okay? Mm-hmm. You know, blah, 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 blah. I think that's very nice. So I don't think that you know, when things end, that it has to be bad for the rest of your life. So I don't know that this proposal ending would be horrible. I might still like the person.
Good. So let me ask you this. So you said that you have this person live with you. So if you get engaged, are you living together then?
Oh, I don't know about that.
So what's going to change?
I think just the fact that I did it.
Scott, you cannot. Oh, golly.
No, because I've never. You know, here's what it is.
You can't do this.
There are two firsts. Number one, that it's never been done on radio, which I'm a sucker for that right there. Boom. That's enough reason.
We should maybe think of something else that hasn't been done on radio, I think. I'll help you with that, but I don't know if a proposal is the right way to go.
And number two is I've never really proposed properly.
But you think properly is over the radio, not down on one knee and hoping the person's listening.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Find like a rainstorm somewhere and get down on one knee? I can't do that.
No, just think of whatever's special between you and this person and like go with that. Like, have a thoughtful proposal that way.
Like near a pond?
Would that
be good?
Yeah, in a pool. Is that special to you?
Well, I don't know. It might be for me and that person.
That's what I'm saying.
Go to the pond.
I don't know where you're getting the pond from, but like whatever is special between you and that person. I've never been engaged by a pond.
What if it's radio?
And then great. Ha, but I would make sure that the person's like listening and maybe even there. Because are you gonna do the ring thing?
No.
No ring.
No ring. Was that a deal breaker?
No, I don't think it's a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker at all necessarily, but then like what's the symbolism for the person that you're engaging with?
Let's say hypothetically, because you've been down this road 18 or 19 times.
Oh, geez.
So when somebody proposes to you, okay, if they don't have a ring, would there be trouble?
No, not at all.
Oh, you don't care about the ring?
No, but I'm in person with them. Like, you're just, like, mindlessly asking a person to marry you over the radio waves without a ring, without the person being there, and just because it's never been done on radio before.
Do I have to drag somebody in here to propose to them?
Drag them in here? Are you listening to yourself?
Well, listen, I can't, you know, sometimes I'm booked. I have to bring them in.
I think that you have some holes in your plan that I think you should probably, like, work through.
So your advice is don't do it. Now, after all this happiness...
No, my advice is not don't do it. I want you to be engaged if that's what you want to do. But I think that you need to, like, not just do it because it's not been done before on the radio. I think we could find something else that hasn't been done before on the radio, maybe.
I don't think that's the sole reason.
I haven't heard you say otherwise. You haven't said, I want to spend my life with this person, and I love this person. See? Scott!
I don't know if I say that to anybody.
Do you tell this person currently that you love them?
Scott! I don't think so. But you know what? That could be just me. No, I can't say that to people. That gives me like some kind of indigestion. I'm afraid I had acid reflux when I was like 20 years old, and I'm afraid that it'll come back.
You know what? You can totally tell that you have not been around Michelle and I on a daily basis because at least we had like counseling sessions.
Right, but not for me.
I know, but you probably could have picked up on some things.
Well, yeah, but you can't be telling people. You can't be telling every girl out there that you love them.
I don't think you do. No, I'm not suggesting that. But you're choosing one now that you think you want to be engaged to. You think possibly you want to spend your life with this person. And you can't tell them that you love them?
Well, I don't think that's necessary. You do?
I do.
Do you need to be told you're loved all the time?
No. I don't need to be told that all the time.
What is
that?
What are you... You're not even taking your own advice.
There's this... I'm not saying you need to tell me all the time. I think there's a certain expectation that if you're going to propose to someone, they need to know that you love them. And, like, that conversation needs to be had. Like, hey, I love you, and I'm thinking about maybe, like, spending my life with you. I might be okay with that. I don't think that it's... I think it's strange if you've never told this person that.
I have to say that?
Maybe at least once.
I love you, and I want to spend...
I've literally never heard you say that. You just said the L word, like, that. Straight on.
But in a phony way, because I didn't mean it. I love you, and I want to spend my life with you. That's what I have to say. That's the quote.
No, I'm not saying...
I'm quoting here, by the way.
In your head, are you think... At least in your head, are you thinking this about that person? Like, oh my gosh, I love them.
And I think I love them?
Yes, and I want to spend...
Oh, man.
See?
I don't know what that word means. I really don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know what the word means. You don't know what the word means either, so I think it's a whole convoluted thing. And you're much older than I am.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Although you like to be told you look younger, but you're not.
I know I'd like to be told that I look younger.
I don't know. You have that thing. What?
I definitely do think I look younger.
Well, good for you. But the point is...
I'd have to tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. So the point is, what's the problem here?
I just feel like if I was listening to you talk about this and I was going to be the person that you were going to propose to, I would kind of be like...
You'd be ecstatic. People would love that. People,
yeah.
If I was going... No, don't say that.
Yeah.
No, what do you mean, yeah?
People would be excited.
Of course. Why wouldn't they be? That I'm going to propose to them? Well, this should be like a big thing for them. Because it's, you know, to get to this age, 29, and be able to not... It would be my first.
I'm so excited for you. If this is
what you
want to do.
Even if it doesn't work out. Even if it doesn't work out, they will forever be the first person I propose to.
and they should feel special for that.
Yeah, even, I believe so. Mark that down. They should feel special for that.
Let me just say, I am very excited for you if you want to get married, if you think in your head.
No, see, there you keep going. You jump to marriage. What? We're talking proposal.
That's the same. That's an intention. That's like I'm intending to marry you. I'm going to propose to you. Like, I'm engaging you. We're getting engaged for, like, now. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I would enjoy that.
Can you imagine? That's never been done.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Let's broadcast it.
Oh, why not?
Well, let me, how many reasons do you need?
No, I could get one of those thingy-majigs.
Well, there we go. Then people that can't attend because of social distancing issues, bam.
This would be good for me.
Let's invite the whole radio.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
We'll figure that
out. We could get Michelle here.
Michelle will be there.
She could cater.
You'll be there too, Scott.
No, I wouldn't come.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I just wouldn't.
How are you going to show up to your own wedding then?
I probably wouldn't, but I'm just saying. No, I don't do weddings.
Okay, listen. But
the only weddings I've ever shown up to in my life were weddings I had a part in. Because,
you know, I can give you a part then.
I don't want a part.
I'll give you a part.
I don't want a part.
Yes.
I don't want a part. So, I'm just saying.
You're going to tell me no?
Yeah, I would tell you no.
No, you wouldn't.
Beforehand,
no, you
I'd
wouldn't.
Say sorry about your luck. Because there's always something like ushering. And I'm not ushering people during the COVID thing. Find another usher.
So, I wouldn't make you an usher. I'd make you like the MC or something.
That's the MC of the wedding.
Just, like, get it ordained, maybe?
5 minutes before the wedding will be beginning here in the backyard. The time is 15 minutes past the hour. The bride will be arriving in 5 minutes.
Is she going to go?
Is she going? Oh, that would be the fun. That would be the only reason I would show up, to see if it actually came off.
Okay, so backing up, I think you really need to, like, make a plan. And I think this person needs to know that you love them prior to...
But they don't need to know that I'm going to propose, because if they knew it, then it takes away the fun of it.
Oh, I agree. I don't think you need to know. You don't need to tell them ahead of time, but I think you... I mean, if you had a conversation with this person, like, I love you, and I think I'm going to, like, spend some time with you in my life. No?
No.
Scott!
See, because once you tell them that, then they think it's real.
Okay, if you propose, they're going to think it's real.
Well, they can think it.
Oh, my gosh. But you don't think it is?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, then don't do it. Then don't do it. Don't do it yet. Wait until you're really sure that it's what you want to do.
I'm a Pisces. We're not sure of a lot.
I married a Pisces once.
I bet you did. Well, you're just bound to have married a Pisces at some point. What does Pisces mean, by the way? Somebody was going through these signs the other day and telling me what, and I thought, what are you talking
about?
It's
a water sign, right?
Is a Pisces a water sign?
I think they're tending to be more creative-minded people.
Bingo.
Yeah.
What are you?
I'm a Cancer.
To a lot of people.
But also a water sign.
Really? It's also, now do you have to marry water signs?
I don't think so.
Now, your birthday's when?
June. This is my birthday month.
Well, this
right
is your
now.
Birthday, but when's your
started.
Birthday?
June 27th.
So you got some time.
Yeah. I mean, I can celebrate the whole month.
You can celebrate the whole month. So you're excited.
So excited. I love my birthday.
Because what happens? Does anybody do anything for you like you do for other people?
No, not typically, but I don't expect that. That's not what I do. Like, last year, I had a surprise party, which was fun for my 40th birthday, because I wanted to have this whole, like, 40th birthday thing.
So you're 40.
I'm 40.
I thought you were... Okay, go ahead.
30.
No. 47. So, I thought you were 47. I don't know what happened.
Nah, not even close. So I wanted to have this whole, like, birthday party with, you know, like, inflatables. Because I want to be, like, you know, with all the kids there. Like, you know, I have kids and I love them. But, you know, you're just, like, all the fun things that you don't get to do it as an adult when you have kids, because you have to take the kids to do them. I wanted to have that fun for, like, a day. But we had an awesome party. My closest friends were there. Yeah, it was good. It was outside. It was at a pond. We got to, you know.
Now, this is before you met Michelle and I.
It was, yeah.
So now, would we be on that list?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm busy that day. But
my birthday falls on a Saturday this year.
Oh,
so
I
super exciting.
I got things that day. So I can't come, but I wish you the best on that day.
You don't have things.
Oh, I really do.
You do? What is it?
Well, I've got to go down to the pond.
That's where I'm going.
Yeah, really? The pond?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, am I wrong about this, though? Take a blanket... Go to the pond. You can look all funny all you want. Take a blanket, go to the pond on a nice day, pack like a lunch. You can fish if you want. How do you feel about fishing?
I'm okay with fishing. I just don't like to bait the hook.
Don't like? Nobody does.
Mm-mm.
So you go fishing, and then you go to the pond, and sometimes you just go to the pond without the fishing poles, and you sit there and you like throw a quilt on the ground, and you just, it's like a, it's a de-stress thing, because you don't stare at your phone the whole time, and you just watch the pond, and you watch the waves, and you sit there with, and you end up talking to the other person about things you probably normally wouldn't talk about, because you're not there for any particular purpose.
Sure. No, I like, I have a pond behind my house. I love sitting
I think
back.
You've been to the pond. You've done this.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean, then why are you looking at me like I'm out of mind?
Because I don't know what you mean. Like, are you leading up to, like, a proposal at the pond?
Yeah,
like,
that's right, a proposal at the pond.
That's what you were saying earlier. Like,
well,
go to the
what's
pond.
Wrong with, because then if they say no, you push them in.
Right.
It's very simple.
Done deal.
It's a done deal. Mm-hmm. So now you're back in the neighborhood.
I am.
An hour goes by so fast.
That was, well, I had to wait in line for your Diet Coke for a very long time, so.
It was nice of you, though, because I don't think I asked for it. I don't think I asked this morning.
I think you said, maybe this person will bring me gifts.
Yeah, but that's not an ask.
Mm.
No.
What if I would have shown up without one?
Well, there'd have been trouble.
Right.
Clearly would have been trouble. But I didn't ask.
I know my role.
Yeah, you know your role. And now you're back in the neighborhood.
Yes.
Well, it's interesting because Emmanuel Child Care and Preschool is back open, which means you're back in the neighborhood. That's a lot of fun.
Yes.
That's a great, well, that's a kudo thing because I think, you know, having that open is going to help a lot of people.
I really hope so. Hope get people back to work and kind of some sort of normalcy for the, you know, all the kids again, they've kind of lacked that, I think. So we're excited.
I bet so.
Yeah.
Now, Adam the Computer Guy is coming up next Mid-Morning Coffee Break, a special two-hour edition on his birthday today. And I'll be back tomorrow morning with some people. So fun. Tune in.
Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Judith Ann LaBounty, age 76, of Prospect, passed away on May 27th at Marion General Hospital. She is survived by her daughter, son, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, stepson, stepdaughter, brother, and sister. Affordable cremation funeral services of